So we're here at the ARC Encounter with Georgia Purdom, and she is a geneticist. Talk about that, please.
Well, I have a PhD in molecular genetics from Ohio State University. So basically, my degree was in studying the cell, the DNA, all the parts that kind of make it work. And my specialty was in bone biology, so understanding how bones are sort of formed and remodeled in mammalian systems. And so that's what my research focused on.
So bones, speaking of bones, have we ever found transitions from one kind of animal to another in the bones?
No, we haven't really found that. I mean, if evolution was true, we would expect to find a lot of transitional fossils, organisms that were in the process of gaining things and becoming something new. And obviously, we don't see those. I mean, we do find interesting animals that have traits, maybe like a platypus or something like that, that have traits of several different animal types. But they're certainly not transitional from one thing to another. They're their own distinct kind.
So no transition from one to another.
No.
All right. So have there ever been anything found that is in the, well, you already said that, not in the process. So nothing can change from one type of animal to another type of animal. We don't see macroevolution, but we do see microevolution.
Right. And we do see organisms, obviously, speciating. And so we have lots of different dog breeds today and different types of cats. But we don't have dogs making changes that will eventually evolve them into a cat. And one of the things about evolution I always say is, you know, they always say time is the key. Time is not the key. Okay, you can have all the time in the world. But if you don't have a genetic mechanism that allows you to add the information you need to go from one kind of organism to another, time is irrelevant. You know, you have to have that mechanism, and we know of no observable mechanism that allows organisms to do that.
So an animal can't change from one kind of animal to another kind of animal. But they do have small changes which might make them go from one type of species to another. But Noah didn't have to have species, did he? He had to have kinds.
Right. He didn't have, and that's one of the claims that's often made against Noah's Ark. Well, how could he fit all those animals on the Ark? Well, because he didn't have to. He only had to fit two of every kind. And in our modern classification system, kind is usually thought to be at about the family level. So genus and species are lower than that. So if you look at things like at the Creation Museum, we have a zonkey and a zorse, which are a cross between a zebra and a donkey and a zebra and a horse. So you have, they can breed with each other because they're of the same family or the same kind. So you only had to bring two of the horse kind on board the Ark.
That makes sense. Come over here behind me. I have to move him for a second. I'm going to pause this.